good evening, wherever you are. I do hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I do welcome you to this program. If you're new to Blog Talk Radio or to my show, or both, welcome. All right. Let's go ahead and talk about the card that I pulled for the show today. And it comes from one of my angel decks, and it says, "Let your past go." Then on the bottom of it, it has some words. I want to read these to you. "The burden of carrying your past around has made you weary. Dear one, it's time to set this burden down. Keep only the lessons and the love and leave everything else behind. You don't want it or need it, and now it's gone." I want to read that again. "Let your past go. The burden of you carting your past around has made you weary, dear one. It's time to set this burden down." How many of us are carrying our past around with us? We're just carting it around, just continually having it with us. And I'm guilty of this as well. But says, "Dear one, it's time to set this burden down." How many of us just want to let this go? Just let our past go. Keep only the lessons and the love and leave everything else behind. We need to only learn those things that we needed to learn from that period. You don't want it or need it, or is it benefiting us? And now it's gone. All right? So now it's gone. All right. We're gonna start the show a little different than I normally do. There's been a lot of stuff going on this week. On Monday's program, we were actually talking about tornadoes and about Joplin, and we're going to spend a few minutes here. Today is the second anniversary of the Joplin tornado that hit them on May 22nd. In 2011. But there's also another tornado that had hit just recently in Moore, Oklahoma, just this week. And as we begin the show today, I want to remember all of those affected by these tornadoes. The one that hit Joplin, it was an F5 that hit Joplin in 2011. Joplin, Missouri is not very far from me. And that hit hard. It hit me emotionally hard, but it hit them hard. And the Moore, Oklahoma tornado, when I heard about it, a friend of mine sent me a message. And as soon as I heard about it, I couldn't even talk. I just started bawling. I'm not afraid to admit that. Emotionally, I was just broken by that. Especially because that tornado hits a couple of grade schools. Luckily, a lot of those kids were okay. Some of them did pass. And as we start the show today, we're going to take a moment of silence. And I want to remember all of those, not just hit by these two tornadoes, but have been hit by tornadoes all around and hurricanes and anybody that's been hit by tragedy of any sort. I want us to take a few minutes and especially remember Moore, Oklahoma. This is a fresh wound, and fresh wounds hurt. And it will take time for them to recover, yes. Will they recover? Definitely. Because I believe that angels will help them through this. I've seen it over in Joplin. When I saw the tragedy in Joplin, both of these towns have been hit by F5 tornadoes. And, you know, when I first saw the tragedy in Joplin, you know, 2 years ago, I shook my head and go, there's no way that they'll ever rebuild. But they have, and they've started that process. And they, if you look a year ago where they were even a year ago, they've come a long ways even more. Yes, it takes time. And you can build buildings back and everything like that, but, you know, there are still people that shake every time a storm cloud rolls in. So let's take a moment of silence, and then I want to play a song as we open the day, Let the Healing Begin. And I'm dedicating this song to all of those that have been affected by storms, not just literal storms, but physical storms, emotional storms. So let's take a moment of silence and remember those affected by the tornadoes that hit Joplin 2 years ago today and the Moore, Oklahoma tornado that just happened this week. Let's take a moment of silence. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for everything that you do for us. We thank you for watching over us and keeping us. And Father, Mother, God, we don't understand tragedies like tornadoes. We don't understand these things. But it is not for us to understand. It is for us to trust. And Father, Mother, God, I pray right now for all of those affected by the tornado that hit Moore, Oklahoma this week. I thank you that you watched over a lot of people. And we are sorry for the loss of life that did happen. And we pray for those families today that you would comfort them and that you would help them through this time. Those that have lost everything, their homes, their cars, everything. We pray that you would help them stay strong and that their faith stay strong through this storm. Father, Mother, God, I pause at this moment in time and I remember 2 years ago the tornado that hit Joplin, Missouri, and I pray that you would continue to help those people recover physically and emotionally, and I thank you for the recovery process that has taken place in them. And Father, Mother, God, let them be a light to the people of Moore, Oklahoma today, that they could see that you can recover and that you can get through this. Father, Mother, God, we thank you for this program as always, and I pray that you would help me have the words to say today that could be hope to those listening to my voice today. Father, Mother, God, I pray right now for my listeners as always, and I pray that you would meet their needs physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Father, Mother, God, I pray that you would continue to lead and guide us in everything that we do, in everything that we say. Father, Mother, God, I pray right now that you would help us heal those wounds from our past and that our past will no longer hold us captive to it, but that we will learn the lessons that we need to learn from there and that we can move on. Father, Mother, God, surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen, and you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We will be right back after this song with your calls. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number. 347-327-9316. We will be right back. Thank you.
healing begins.
Take some calls. If you would like to be a part of the program, 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to this program, 347-327-9316. Let's speak to Mabel. Hi, Mabel.
Hey. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today? We've lost Mabel. All right, let's try. Hopefully Mabel will call back in. Let's go with Jordana and hopefully we hold on to you. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. We lost Mabel.
I heard. Is that my phone or?
Yeah,
I thought my phone died.
Nope. I don't know. Mabel just flew off here. Hopefully she'll fly back here in a little bit.
She'll come back in.
Yeah, hopefully I can help you.
I have a relationship question, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah. Any question you have is okay. Go ahead.
Wonderful. Okay, so I've been seeing this guy, Brandon, for a while, and things have been going really well. And first, I want to tell you the card you pulled.
Huh?
I seriously thought you were just talking to me because in my past, I've always had a lot of trust issues.
Right.
And that is something I'm, working on letting go, completely, because I don't want to put those trust issues on other people, you know? So,
card,
I was like, oh, my gosh, this is insane.
Yeah.
So, lately, I guess I'm just really wondering where you see things going with Brandon and I, and if I'm just being ridiculous with me thinking that he's, not being faithful to me.
Okay. All right. Let's say, I'm not going to call you ridiculous, but let's say that
overthinking.
You're overthinking.
A lot, so.
Yeah, you're overthinking, and you know you mentioned it. You have it. The one that I want to tell you is your past. Those past trust issues, those unfaithfulness that you had in the past, is being pushed on to this person that doesn't deserve this. Okay. So the one thing I will tell you is he can be trusted, okay? Your mind is just playing games with you right now, okay?
I know. I hate it. I'm get out of my mind. And believe me, I've let go. Since we've been dating, I trust him probably 95%. it's just that other 5% where if he says or does something, I'm like, well, wait, that doesn't really quite add up. So are you telling me the truth? You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but the thing is you are overanalyzing every little thing he says and every little thing he does. You need to stop that. Otherwise, this relationship will go nowhere. Okay?
Right.
I got good news for you, though, because the very first card I pulled on this is a soulmate card.
I feel like he's my soulmate. That's the
thing. He is your soulmate, and your mind is trying to do everything in its power to destroy this, okay?
I hate it.
I know. So what I would do is meditate. Quiet your mind down. Okay, meditate. You know, quiet your mind down. And the other thing, if you have suspicions, you know, major ones, I'd be really careful about how much you accuse him of doing stuff. But, you know, if you have major fears, you have major concerns, talk to him about your trust issues. Be open with this, okay?
Because I definitely have.
Yeah,
I have talked to him about it.
Yeah, and if you're open with this, if you tell him where you are and tell him that you're working on this, he's a stand-up kind of guy. He's going to understand this. And he has trust issues. He might not be admitting these with you, but he has trust issues. So it's sort of a back-and-forth thing going on here. So both of you just need to be open with each other and be honest about your feelings. And I'm glad that you talked to him about this, because this is the only obstacle that I see standing in your path, is this trust issues. If you can work through these, which you can, then you have a great life ahead of you. I got a card in front of me that says so, the manifestation card. So manifest this relationship, because I believe that this guy is the guy for you, and I would hate to see your past destroy this.
Ruin it. Right.
Yeah.
So, but you do see us being able to work through all of these issues?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as long as you guys are honest with each other, and the one thing that I would tell you, Jordana, do not compare him. This is what's happening here.
To others.
Don't compare him to other people. He is not your past. He is your future.
Yeah. No,
okay,
absolutely.
Keep telling yourself that. I want you to say that every day for the next 7 days. Okay, I want you to say, every time you think of him, I want you to say in front of his name, this guy is my future, not my past.
Okay.
Okay?
That's really good to hear.
Yeah, and he is your future, and you deserve him, okay? I do appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, now let's go ahead, and I see that Rose has joined us, which is good. And so I appreciate Rose joining us today. And let's go ahead, and I am not going to try to say your name, but you're 484. Could you say your name for me, please?
Yes. Hi. My name is Antoinetta.
Okay. I was not going to try to say that, because there is no way I would even got close. Okay. So how can I help you today?
I am calling up because I would like to see what you see in regards for my love life and home life. Things have really dramatically 150% improved between me and Daniel. He's coming around more. He's spending the night more. He, like I said, he's working two jobs. He's making an effort to come over after work, spend the night, go leave my house when he has to go to his another job. So he's really making a big, huge effort, and I would like to know, where is this really going? Because he's really made a huge turnaround from the winter. So, I mean, is he going to be saying, I want to start living together so we can see each other more? Or what's going to go on here, Michael, with me and Daniel?
Okay. Well, first of all, let's not create any problems, because Daniel is making that effort. Okay. And that's awesome. I'm excited for you, actually. And so that's a good thing. The spirit world is excited about this as well. So the one thing I will tell you is I do feel like that Daniel has made steps towards you and is doing his very best at this moment. I would say that he will approach you about moving in with you so you guys can make this move forward. I would say more, it looks like to me more as summer ends, probably more like in the fall. It looks like about late September, early October to me with this. But I would say by the end of the year, you guys are living together. You know, the one thing to be sure about this is, you know, communication always is important, like I said to the caller right before you. Definitely,
right.
If we don't talk, then our minds, if we're not talking, then our minds are going to fill in the blanks. And most of the time, our mind is filling blanks in with stuff that's not even going on. And so,
right.
so we got to be really careful about that. But yeah, I definitely see this being a really good relationship. Let me go ahead and check some cards for this. Okay,
right, because I mean, now with Daniel though, with communication, he's working two jobs. He's doing construction.
Right.
He's also working restaurants, so he can't be on his phone or be texting all the time. So our communication is minimal, but he's making up for it with, you know, actions speak louder than words, Michael.
Oh,
so
definitely.
He's making up with it. He's making up with it with action. So, I mean, I'd rather him tell me, you know, in actions that he cares than he just says, oh, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm great. And then that's it.
Yeah, no. What I meant about communication is, and I think maybe you misunderstood a little bit, you know, just be sure that when your mind starts playing games with you, you know, that when you guys are together, that you say, okay, this is what I was thinking today. I know it's not right, you know, but, you know, I just thought I'd bring up. That's what I was meaning by that. This is an answer to your prayers, because you've been praying for this. You've been praying for change in him, and now the change is there. I would, you know, just keep putting that intention, what you want out there, and congratulations, because this looks like it's moving forward.
Right. Well, absolutely, because back in the winter when I would say to him, do you want to see me or something, his answer always was, I don't know. So we went from I don't know to him spending, you know, the night and the weekend and everything, Michael.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, because you were praying for this. And I think the little angels whispered in his ear and said, hey, if you don't straighten your act up, you're about to lose the most important person in your life. And so, luckily his angels talked to him, and luckily he listened. So, we appreciate that. We appreciate you calling in. I got to move on, but I do appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Okay. Spirit just told me to stop for a second, so we're going to stop for a second. Okay, let's move on with Tara. I keep seeing something in my vision, so we'll go ahead and move on to the next call here. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
This is Tara. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help?
Just basically like the last caller, do you see any major changes coming up in love life for the rest of the year? Will I meet somebody? Or?
Okay. Let me go ahead and pull some cards here. Let me shuffle the cards here for a little bit.
Okay.
So how's your day? How's your day going so far?
Good.
Good.
So far, so good.
Well, that's good. We're just going to keep seeing good all day, okay? Let's just see. Let's just see positive stuff happening. And now, are you in a relationship, or is there somebody that you sort of have an eye on? Because I keep seeing somebody around you.
Yes, but they're kind of being standoffish, and I don't know why.
Okay. But there is somebody that sort of is on the outskirts looking in, sort of, maybe. Because I keep seeing somebody around you is why I'm asking this question. Let me go ahead, because I just saw this guy, and then I saw another guy. Okay? I just saw two people pop up here. And the one thing that I will tell you is that this first guy that we're talking about, I feel like a friendship could be out of this, but I don't see this being the love of your life. I don't see this being the person that as you grow old with, sitting on the front porch with in those later years of your life. I do feel like that somebody else is coming into play here that would fill that place in your life. And I would say, it looks like about November is when this person's coming in. Because I feel like that there's still some healing that you need to take place. There's still some hurt from another relationship that is still lingering around a little bit. It's not as strong as it used to be, but it's still there. And so does that make any sense to you? Because I keep feeling something, some kind of hurt.
Yes.
And I don't know. Okay. And so you might still want to look at that. It's not as strong as it used to be. It doesn't pop up as much as it used to, but it's still there. And so you might want to look at that. But I do definitely see somebody coming in. Now, this will be somebody that has been, like, in your circles, been, like, somebody you've known or have been acquainted with. This could be, like, somebody's friend or something like that. But this is somebody that you haven't dated, but somebody that has been around you. It's like either mutual friends or somebody that you've seen. You're
okay.
Going to know that when you see him. Okay?
Okay, then. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you calling in. Mabel's called back, and hopefully we can hold on to her this time. Hi, Mabel. I don't know what happened to you. You flew off. Okay, but how can I help you, Mabel?
Oh, I was thinking, now you can tell me whatever you want. I appreciate everything. So tell me something because I need some friendly voice on the other side. So
okay,
tell me
okay.
Whatever you see for me.
All right. Okay, let's pull some cards for you, okay?
Okay, see.
All right. And, sometimes Blog Talk knocks people off, and so I'm glad you called back. Let me go ahead and pull some cards here. Let me actually cut this deck. All right. Pay attention to music today. I feel like that your loved ones today, Mabel, are going to be really talking through music. So pay attention to songs that are playing around you. There's going to be a particular song. I don't know what this is, but there's going to be a particular song that you're going to hear at least 5 times today. And so I would really pay attention to this song. There's going to be something in it that is going to be an answer to your prayers, an answer to what you've been asking. A lot of blessings are about to pour out upon you. It looks like as you go into June, July, and August, look like really good months for you. I don't see anything major coming up for you that I'm concerned about. Just really start trusting Spirit. Surrender and release. Really watch your emotions. I feel, maybe today is a past day. Really don't let your past dictate your future. I feel like that some stuff from your past is nagging at you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So just release that to your angels and know that they're in charge. And as you do so, you're going to have that peace. You're going to have that serenity. And so, and hopefully that helps you today, and I do appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much, Michael. God
all right.
Bless you. Thank
you.
You
too, Mabel. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. While we're waiting to see who is my next call here, it is Susie. So we'll wait until Rose and Susie are done talking, and then we'll move on. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so by calling me at this number, 347-327-9316. We do have the technical problems worked out, thank goodness. And so 347-327-9316. At least we hope that we have the technical issues behind us. The one that I want to talk about really quick, the other day, what was it? What day are we on? Today is Wednesday, right? And so Monday night, was it Monday night? Yeah, Monday, is we were on air, and then the tornado was hitting down in Oklahoma. That was Monday, right? Yeah. And so, and I just got reports about the tornado hitting more Oklahoma. It was late afternoon, and it was about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, there was a storm moving into where I live in Kansas. I live in Southeast Kansas, and all of us, all day long, I had been feeling edgy. I had been feeling really nervous, and I was looking out my front door, and you could hardly see across the street because of the heavy rain. And then all of a sudden, I heard limbs breaking. Right beside the house, we have several trees. And luckily, when some of these limbs fell, They did not hit the house. They came really close, but they didn't hit the house. We have this huge tree that is still standing, and none of the limbs fell off of it because it's really over the house. You know, angels watch over us and take care of us, you know, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, somebody might be listening to me, and I want to clarify what I just said. Because a lot of times, you know, people say, well, if angels watch over us and take care of us, then why is there loss of life? That's a good question. And trust me, 2 years ago on this day at 5:41 when the tornado hit Joplin, Missouri, 2 years ago today when the F5 went through Joplin and 160-some people passed away, I asked that very question. I was mad. I asked Spirit that very question of, okay, if you're watching over us and you're taking care of us, then why do these things happen? You know, and I asked the same question on Monday when I got the reports about Moore, Oklahoma, and the damage that was done there, and there was 20-some people that passed away there, some of them small children. I asked the same thing. And this is the answer I got. The answer that I got was timing. Everybody, we don't understand this, and I don't understand it, but everybody's appointed a time that we will take our last breath. We don't know how that last breath is going to happen. We don't understand tragedies. We don't understand why these things happen. But we have to trust and we have to understand that there's a reason for everything and a season for everything. I read this the other day. There's a season to be born and a season to move on. The one nice thing as a medium and the one thing that I believe helps me when I hear reports about people being shot and people being stabbed and people just dying in car accidents and people passing and tragedies like in Moore, Oklahoma, and the Joplin tornado and hurricanes and all the stuff that happens, it can be a little overwhelming. It can get a little overwhelming. Even as a medium, it can get overwhelming. And so how do we get past the overwhelming? How do we get past that and the anger and all the stuff that we feel emotion-wise, and how do we get to the place of healing? That's a good question. Again, I asked that question many times in my life. You know, how do I get past the human mic? How do I get into the spirit mic? How do I get to that place when I hear things like this? When I see images that I don't want to see, how do I get to that place? When I saw the grade school on Monday just obliterated, I was like, oh my lance. And I was just like in shock. And I was like, man, why do these things happen? I want to talk about something here in a little bit after we talk to Susie B. And I want to talk about the angels that watch over us and take care of us. And that's how we get through. We trust our angels and we trust that healing begins inside of us. And that's where it starts. It starts with faith. And that's where it ends, in faith. Let's talk to Susie B. And Susie B., you're on air with me. Hi.
Hey, Michael, you're very right. You know, we do have to ask our angels to come and communicate with us, and we need to ask they need our permission to do things.
Right.
And you know,
we
need to invite them in.
Yeah, and when, you know, right now everybody's in a little bit of shell shock with all these storms that's happened and all these things that have happened. And, you know, mm-hmm. and if we don't understand stuff, we need to ask the spirit within us to explain to us what's going on. And this, that's where all the answers are, is within us, you know, and, you know, we don't understand, you know, our human understanding cannot comprehend this kind of stuff. But our spirit can tell us what's going on.
Yes. And I do believe that all the things that are happening. Yes. That's one of my favorite passages in the Bible is there's a time for every season.
Right.
That's one of my favorites, and I believe that's so. God puts us in seasons, in situations.
Right.
He puts us in seasons for relationships.
Right.
And we don't always understand, but these storms and everything that are happening is part of the change of the earth.
Right. It's a bigger picture that sometimes we can't see with our physical eyes, but there's a bigger picture that's happening. Yes, I agree. But how can I help you today?
I don't know.
Okay, so you just called in to just talk to me? Okay, let's go ahead and pull some cards. Let's go ahead and pull some cards. Actually, let's go to the Gaia deck that's right beside me and pull some cards.
Yes, Mother Earth.
The Amethyst card pops up here. Transformation, certainty, and confidence. So as you move forward, Susie B., Spirit wants you to walk in that place of confidence, that place of certainty. And as you do so, you're going to see not just a transformation in you. You're going to see a transformation around you. You're going to see things changing quickly in every area of your life. I mentioned this to you the other day, I think. As far as it goes in your living situation, that's getting ready to change, because it has to change so your love life can change. Because your love life can't change as long as the situation is the way it is. But I do see some changes coming up here for you in the summer. By the fall, it does look like that there is a very good chance that there's a serious relationship that is developing. Now, that does not mean that person's living with you or anything like that. It means it's developing. Takes time for things to develop. Yeah. But do see that moving in. But yeah, you're definitely going to a place of transformation. 2014 looks like a really awesome year for you. I don't have a lot of details on that yet. It's still a little bit out there in my vision. But it does look like it's shaping up to be one of those super years for you.
I think I'm going to have marriage, which is my ultimate thing that I want. I want that love relationship, but I want a commitment.
And I could see a commitment, but I wouldn't see a marriage for at least a couple years out. But that doesn't mean it couldn't happen sooner. But that's what I'm seeing at the moment. All right.
Cool, Michael.
All right.
Cool. I got a new business proposition.
Awesome.
And I believe that it's going to be very successful. I was just very blessed with it just coming right to me, which was a surprise.
Yeah. Well, Spirit has a way of surprising us. So that's awesome.
Yes. That's
all good. Right.
Okay, and Michael.
I love you too. It is, and that business thing is going to work out for you. Okay.
Yay, Michael.
Yay. All right. Thank you for calling, Susie. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Love
you. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye. All right. Let's talk to the person that everybody else gets to talk to before you get to talk to me, which is Rose. Hi, Rose.
Hey. Me too.
Love message. Me too. Your hand jumped up. Well, they're not. They're actually not hands anymore. They're little question marks. So I don't know.
I know. It's kind of odd.
I know. I sort of liked the little hands before, but that's all right. That's okay. You know, Blog Talk's always changing. So are we. So
that's for sure.
And so let me go ahead and shuffle the cards for you. Anything you want to focus on that would help me if I had a focus?
I guess moving.
Moving. Okay. No, I was going to tease you, but I won't. That's not nice.
That's
I know. Steven actually, I was getting ready to say something, and Steven put duct tape across my mouth.
Thank you, Steven.
I know. So let's go ahead. Let's actually focus for real here, okay? Let me go.
Okay.
All right. Because I know, just for people that might be listening, I know you pretty well, so we could tease around. And so, but somebody might be listening that don't know us and be like, what? That's not very nice. All right. So, but yeah. So, I don't know if I want this guy to be
really
a
nice guy,
Roy. I know. Yeah. I am a really nice guy. And, you know, Rose is somebody I've known for several years now. I don't know how long I've known you. It's been a while. Three or four years, I would say. So, body care. Really need to focus on your health right now. Really focus on you. All the stress that you've been under since you've been there in Oklahoma is taking a toll on you a little bit. So just pay attention to your body. You know, especially your digestion system. It feels like there could be some ulcers developing. Just because of some of the craziness that's going on in your life right now. So pay attention to that. Watch what you're eating. You are definitely moving. I got a card that tells me that right in front of me. New beginnings. So that would be telling me that you are moving out of there from Oklahoma. Now, the question is are you moving back to Las Vegas? Hold on for just a second, because I just saw something.
Oh, boy.
I'm just looking. Go, oh, boy, yet. So I'm just looking at this, because I just saw something which was new to what I have been telling you. So let me see what this is. Let me be quiet for just a second, Rose.
Okay.
Because this could be confusion energy, and I'm just wanting to check this. Okay. All right, I'm going to ask you a question because I keep seeing Texas. Now, I'm not saying that you're moving to Texas. I want to be clear on what's happening here. Okay, but are you planning a trip to Texas or thinking about Texas? Or why would I see Texas around you?
Well, for two reasons. One is I have an order there that I need to go pick up. And the second one is Jesse's friend is talking about going down there to pick up some parts for a motorcycle or an ATV or something. And I said I wanted to go, and they went.
Okay. So they went to Texas?
They're going to go.
Okay.
And I said I wanted to go. You know, I said, let me know when you're going to go so I can arrange to be off, because I wanted to go just to, you know, get out of town and, you know.
Yeah.
Just get a break for a minute and breathe.
Yeah, that would be me. That would be nice. So that's okay, because I kept seeing Texas around you. So I was like, okay, why am I seeing Texas all of a sudden? So that was probably part of that. What I was seeing was this trip to Texas. I would still see you in Las Vegas. It looks like to me, like I said, to me it looks like about fall. Looks like late August, early September. Right before school starts there.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And that's nice to know that I'll probably be going to Texas, too, because it's only like 2 hours west.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's not very far away. Okay, hold on for just a second, because I keep seeing Texas. Let me check to be sure everything's okay in Texas, because I keep seeing Texas.
Yeah, that's clear.
They keep showing me the state of Texas. I don't know if it's related to you or if they're trying to show me something else. I'm going to say it's not related to you. I'm going to look at this closer here in a minute because I feel like it's something going on with Texas. But I don't think it has anything to do with you it won't affect you in any way. But there is something going on in Texas right now that I'm feeling. That's why they keep showing
me
this.
Well, you know, they got hit by some tornadoes, too, because I was watching the radar moving, and
yeah.
There were a couple of places in Texas that did get hit, so, you know.
Yeah, there might be something else going on. I'm going to look at this a little closer here in a minute. But But the one that I'll tell you, definitely see a good trip for you. Definitely see you in Las Vegas. Divine guidance right now, just trust your angels. Call upon them to help you through where you are right now. I would start putting some applications and some resumes out towards home.
Okay.
I would start putting my foot that way. Spirit wants you to take some steps that way. And so you got to have some action. We can manifest and we can manifest and we can manifest. But if we don't take action, we don't have, Spirit doesn't have much to work with. And so,
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, the good news is my friend just moved and she got a bigger place because she's like, well, you and Jesse could have a room when you come back, you know, while you're looking around and stuff. So that was good.
Yeah, you should have your own place. It looks like you're in your own place by spring of 2014 in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so that'd be good. All right.
Thank you so
hopefully
much,
that helps.
Michael. Appreciate it.
We got several. Got several people that's called in, so you get to go to work now. All right.
Thanks.
All right. Bye. All right. So, okay. All right. I was getting static there. We'll be taking your calls here shortly, so stay on the switchboard. Rose will be talking to you here in a minute, and then we'll get you on with me. And, but you know, I do appreciate you guys so much. I appreciate you listening to this show. I'm going to just direct you over to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. I'm going to direct you over there. I want you to go over there, and I want you to look at the very bottom there. There's a little bit of things that you might want to be aware of. And I don't like talking about it, so I'm not going to talk about it. But just go over to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. It explains everything to you over there. And so we'll just go to trust Spirit, all right? That's what we got to do in all of our lives. We just got to trust. Okay, where is my breathing problem? Okay, this could be a spirit. We're just going to connect right now. All of a sudden, I have shallow breathing. This could be somebody on the other side. Would have passed from a breathing problem, something with their lungs, either a lung collapsed, feel like a lung collapsed. So if this is making sense to you, please call me at 347-327-9316. You already might be already on the switchboard with me, but this is somebody that had a lung issue. Okay, had trouble breathing. Also could have been lung cancer. When I'm looking at their lungs, I'm seeing their lungs like very dark, so black almost. So this is making sense to you. Please call me 347-327-9316. Or if this is making sense to you and you're listening to this show archived, let me talk to my archive listeners for a minute. A lot of times the stuff that you hear here is making sense to you. More than not. And so I catch it all the time, people from archive. So if you're listening to me archive, this makes sense to you, drop me an email. You can drop us an email at two different places. youareawakening@gmail.com is the official email address for this show. And also my personal email address is insightswithmichael@ymail.com, and if you forget any of those or all of those, you can use the contact form on our website at www.spiritualawakening.com. All right, let's talk to Diane in California. Hi.
Hi. Well, that's how my mom died, you know, in the end. Her
Excuse
lungs
me?
Collapsed.
Her lungs?
My mom,
okay.
In the end, died of collapsed lungs.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is your mother. Because it's funny because as soon as your name popped up on my screen, as soon as Rose talked to you and punched your name in, my lungs started feeling like I couldn't breathe. They're still tight. So
she filled up with fluid around the lungs and they couldn't draw it off fast enough.
Yeah, I want to be quiet for just a second as I tap into this energy and see if she wants to step forward with a message, okay? But I will tell you, I do have her presence. That doesn't always mean they want to talk, but let's see if she does want to communicate, okay? Okay. Okay, she's making a reference to something, and I'm going to just ask you some questions right now. Please only answer yes or no to these, okay? Do not feed me information. Mm-hmm. Okay, why would I be seeing lilacs with her?
She has lilacs. Well, that's a yes.
Okay,
she has them around her house.
Okay, because as soon as she's coming forward, she's making reference to the lilacs. She's saying that's where she spent a lot of her time, out there. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so she's just bringing that up just so you'll know that I am connected with her. A lot of times we'll bring stuff up so you know that I'm just not pulling this stuff out of the air. The one thing that she is telling me for you to do is to draw in that inner strength within you that she had that helped her through those last days. That she says that even though, you know, her physical body was doing stuff weird and she was having some struggles, that inner strength, that spirit within her, got her through there. And she didn't feel, she wants me to tell you that she didn't feel a lot of the stuff that was going on with her body. She didn't feel that. A lot of times our loved ones, I had a person like this ask me one time, their loved one when they passed was going through a whole bunch of convulsions and stuff, and it was really scary for them. And I said, they weren't there. That was just their body. They were already moved out of there. Their bodies were just reacting. But the one thing that I would tell you is that your mother is around you, definitely, and watching over you. So hopefully that helps you. Do you got a question, though? I feel like you have a question.
Well, just more like a message from spirit, I guess.
Okay. Let's give you one from the cards here as well. I love this card when it pops up. I just get so excited. but the freedom card. You're definitely going to have that. Away from all of these concerns and all these fears about how am I going to get to the next place? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Spirit's about to clear that up for you. As you go into June and July, I definitely feel like that something is opening up here. I don't see what that is. I will tell you I don't see what it is, but I will tell you that it's going to bring you a lot more freedom, a lot more security, a lot more harmony. The harmony card pops up here. Nature, you're already out there. I don't know how much more in nature you could get, but they're wanting you to really enjoy what's around you. A lot of times, even when we're surrounded by nature, we can overlook nature. Does that make sense to you? Sometimes there's little beauty in nature that we're missing, you know, and so just pay attention to nature because nature is definitely going to speak to you. There's also an angel that's following you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. There's an angel that's actually trying to catch up with you. And so,
a lot of angels with me. So what? We're getting a new one.
Yeah, you're going to get a new one. Yeah, he's trying to catch up with you. I don't know where he's been or why he's having trouble, but he's trying to catch up with you. And look for forgiveness. This might be towards your mother as well, with her popping up, and then this forgiveness card popping up. Might see if there's anything there. That's from your past related to your mother, is there anything? Yeah, I feel like that there's something there, so you might want to look at that and just let that go. Okay, and I do appreciate you calling in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and talk to, hopefully I said your name right. It's written in front of me, so hopefully this is right. Lili, hi.
Hello. Yes, you said it right.
Okay. All right. Well, sometimes I worry. Okay, but go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, no. You go ahead. What's going on in my life? I've just had this big shift coming in my life right now, and I'm really kind of ADD about it.
All right. The ladybug card pops up here. I'm going to use my animal guide deck for you. That's a deck I was directed to use. And the ladybug pops in and says, this is a time of good fortune and abundance. So be willing to receive all good things in your life. So this is a great time for you. As you move into the summer, all I see is good, good, good. You definitely are going through an energy shift, definitely, right now. Just go with the flow. You're going to have ups and downs and stuff until you settle. But you will. This energy that you're going through right now, this feeling that you're feeling right now, it should be settling down here as you go out of May and into June. You should start feeling more balanced, more calm as you go into June. Let me go ahead and pull some card, another card. Seagull pops up. Today must be past day. You know, now is the time for deep emotional healing. So anything there, maybe some hurts from the past, anything that could be holding you back, just ask your angels to really help you emotionally heal really deep. A lot of times we just hit that surface healing, but Spirit wants to really emotionally go deep with you and get all that junk out of you as you move forward. Why would I see a new business with you? Are you thinking about a new business? Why would I see new business with you?
I just lost, my assignment with my past employer ended, and I'm kind of at odds at what I want to do. Do I want to work for somebody, which I was thinking of forensics, or do I want to go and do my herbal Eastern Western medicine, and what do I want to do with it? I have no focus right now, and I've been really meditating on it, and I just haven't found it. Plus,
what I would do, and what Spirit's suggesting for me to tell you to do is this: what I would do is get two pieces of paper, and on both pieces of paper, I would write both of your choices. You know, the one that you mentioned first, and the herbal business thing. Okay, then what I would do is write all the pros and the cons of both of those down. And then you're going to see which one Spirit wants you to lean to by seeing the pros. I could tell you which one I see you leaning towards, but that's not my job to do that at this point. Spirit wants you to figure this out on your own. But you will see that. I can't tell you. I almost did, and they said no. They want you to do this on your own. But let me tell you this. I can tell you this much. If you listen to what I said earlier about the business thing, you would get your answer. But I can't tell you which one to lean towards. That's your choice and your decision. But I do see a business popping up for you. Okay, where you would probably be on your own.
Well, then that would be. I know it'll be my herb and
right,
medicine.
Yeah. But I can't tell you that. But I can't tell you what I just told you. Okay,
too adorable. I do have a question about this new guy, David, in my life. You got any suggestions?
Slow. Because right now, Spirit wants you to focus on, you know, your business and stuff that's coming up into your future here and stuff like that. I do see this relationship developing more towards the end of this year and more into next year.
Okay. Problems with the ex-girlfriend?
I don't think so. I don't see any. We're not going to create any. So.
No, we're not.
Nope. Nope, I actually see her being out of the picture, and I think I talked about her one other time you called in there, if I remember right. He just has to take some steps to take care of that. So, but that's up to him. So, all right, but I do appreciate you calling in.
Oh, you are so adorable. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I try to be adorable. So, but yeah. Just don't squeeze me too hard. But, I try to be adorable, just like you, though. I will tell you, I do have little rough edges every once in a while, but I'm working on them just like you're working on yours. And so that's all we got to do, right? We just got to keep on working and got to keep on trusting and keep on loving and keep on doing what we're doing and trying to be the change we want to see in the world. I'm going to take a break for a minute, but the one thing I want to tell you before we take a break, we're going to take a small music break here. I just need to breathe. which is always good. And that would be awful if all of a sudden you hear a thud and I passed out. That wouldn't be good. And that would scare you probably. So we're going to take a break. But before we do so, I want to tell you that we do have a Twitter account. If you would like to follow us on Twitter, it is You Are Awakening. You Are Awakening is the ID over on Twitter. And you can click on the link right here on the Blog Talk Show page and we'll take you right over to our Twitter account. Or make it even really easier for you, you can go to www.spiritualawakening.com. And over there, you'll see our Twitter feed right there on the front page. I think so. Is that where Twitter is? Yeah. No, that's not right. Okay, sorry. Steven told me that that's not where our Twitter feed is. I don't know what I'd do without him. Our Twitter feed is actually found on www.spiritualtalkradio.net is where our Twitter feed will be found. If you go over there, you will find our Twitter feed, okay? Luckily got spirit guides that keep me in check. So www.spiritualtalkradio.net is where our Twitter feed is. And then you can go up there where it says follow Twitter or Twitter follow or whatever it says up there and click on it. All right. Hey, I'm very much human. Luckily I got a great spirit inside of me that guides me forward and tries to keep my human stuff in check. So that's a good thing. Let's go ahead and let's take a break right now. And let's go up here. There's a song I want to play. So it's all the way up the top here. So this is Calling All Angels. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to call all angels forward and ask them to help us and guide us forward. Okay? Calling all angels by train. We'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.
I feel
All right. Remember what I said the other day, that sometimes as a seer I don't like what I see, and sometimes I don't understand why I see some things that I see? This is leading into where we're about to go. When I was talking to Rose, if anybody was listening to that call, I started seeing the state of Texas in my head several times. While that song was playing, Calling All Angels, I went to a list of cities in Texas. As I pulled the list of cities listed in Texas, these are the cities that we are going to pray for. I don't know exactly what I'm seeing. When I went to the G's, I was looking at a particular city that we're going to pray for right now. It popped out at me. My stomach started hurting and my eyes started filling with tears. Those are not good feelings. Those are not good signs. I see some kind of explosion or something going on. And so we're going to pray for Galveston. Okay. This could also be a radius outside of Galveston. We're going to go out 10 miles out from Galveston, Texas. Okay. The heart of Galveston, and then I want us to surround Galveston for 10 miles around it. Okay, this might not be right in Galveston. I will say that this might not be right in Galveston, but it will affect the Galveston, Texas area. We're going to surround them with white light. We're going to do that right now, actually. And because what is about to happen doesn't have to happen. And I do believe in the power of prayer. So just because I'm seeing it right now does not mean that it will come to fulfillment. This is a potential of a problem, not a problem. Okay, so let's go ahead and pray that the potential for a problem doesn't happen. We're going to go to silence while we surround Galveston, Texas with white light. Then we need to go up to Austin, Texas, and Abilene. Both Abilene and Austin, Texas are in danger. I don't know from what, but there is something going on with Austin and Abilene. Austin and Abilene. Okay, so we're going to surround them with white light at the moment. Let's go a 50-mile radius in both of those cities, 50-mile radius around Austin and Abilene, Texas, 50-mile radius. Now let's hop down to Houston, in that area, the Gulf Coast there. Let's just surround the coastline right there with white light. Let's go out. We're going to go out from Houston, Texas. We're going to go out a 1,000-mile radius. I know. 1,000-mile radius of Houston. Houston is our center. Then from our center of Houston, let's go out 1,000 miles around Houston, Texas. Okay. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it, and I'm sure that they will appreciate it. Whatever I'm seeing, let's just say, whatever I'm seeing are potentials. Around Houston, I will tell you that I've seen, I can't tell you what I saw with Houston. Houston, it looked like water, and so it looked like some kind of flooding, hurricane, something like that. With Austin and Abilene, I'm not sure what I was seeing there. All I could tell you is that I saw fire trucks, police cars, ambulances, people screaming. I have no idea why. And as a seer, this is what frustrates me sometimes, because I just get pieces and bits and pieces of stuff, and it frustrates me. But my job is to tell you what I'm feeling and what I'm seeing. So just white light those places, and that's just potentials, okay? Let's go ahead and talk to Sandy. Hi, Sandy. Appreciate your patience. Hi.
Hi, Michael. I lost my mom a year and a half ago from leukemia.
Okay.
And I just lost my sister the 11th of this month, who lived in Texas, from bladder cancer.
Okay. And that could be also why I was picking up Texas. Maybe your sister's popping in here. Did your sister have a sense of humor? I have a woman with me that had a weird sense of humor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
that people just didn't get sometimes. It wasn't your typical humor stuff. It was just weird at times. Off the wall sort of stuff that she would say. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. She's telling me that she is with you. She is making a reference to you and saying that she's with you. And she's also saying that your mother is with her. And there's another woman there. This could be your grandmother.
Yes.
Your mom's mom. Okay. Because she's saying that the three amigos are together. And so I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what she's referring them to. And
yes.
And so okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, because she's referring to them as the three amigos. And something about tacos. Why would she be showing me tacos?
I don't know.
This might make reference. This might make sense to you later. But I will tell you what I'm seeing in my vision, and this might make sense to you later. Okay.
Okay.
I have tacos lined up on a shelf in front of my vision. There's a whole shelf of tacos. This also could be lunchtime for me too, so that might be another reason that's popping up. But maybe
okay.
I'm supposed to go get tacos. Who knows? A lot of times spirits do this too. They'll show me where I need to go to, you know, for whatever reason. So that might be for me. But something about tacos. So this might make reference later to you and make sense to you later. But one thing she wants me to tell you is that she's okay and that your mom's okay. That they're not in pain anymore and that you need to be aware of that, that they don't feel what they were feeling. They're happy and healthy and they want you to be happy and healthy. And watch what you eat. Maybe that's what they were showing me food for. Watch what you're eating. I feel like lately in the last couple of months, and you might pay attention to this, the last couple of months, a certain food or something is upsetting you. Does that make any sense to you? Something with your digestion?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Might just keep an eye on that. This might be popping
okay.
up here. But just watch what you eat.
Okay,
because they keep focusing on that. Hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, Michael, thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Okay, this is actually going to be my last call. Rose, my phone lines are closed unless I give you further notice. We will take 862 because I just popped up here, so you could check 862 for me, but that will be our last call. Will be 862 when you get to home and check them. All right. Oh, they're gone. All right. So I guess this is my last call. 510. All right. You're on air. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's me, Aisha.
Oh, it's you? Oh, good. Awesome. I was hoping it was you. I was like, I don't know anybody else that could have a name like yours. So I was going to say this is either her or this is going to be her twin. So, but I'm glad it's you. All right. How can I help?
Well, of course, I finished the semester, I'm just nervous about grades.
You're always nervous about grades.
I know, but last time I was nervous for a good reason. But this time I feel like I tried harder, and I'm just, you know, I'm worried about, you know, if
okay.
the grades aren't good enough.
Right. You're okay. So what you're doing is you're creating the very thing you don't want. you're worrying that your grades are going to be bad. So hey, I'm just telling you what spirits told me to tell you. So don't get mad at me. I'm just a messenger. Okay. But the one thing I'm telling you is So you're creating the very thing that you don't want by worrying about, man, okay, I didn't do very good. And so you're creating that. Let's stop that, okay? So let's stop worrying that you did bad, and let's see you doing good,
okay?
And see your grades being awesome. I want you to see all eight. Let's all put all A's.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, we're going to put all A's out there, okay? Maybe a B or two, but not very many of those. I want most of them to be A's, and I want your grade point average to be higher this time. So let's see that. Let's manifest that together. And you did the work, so let's not manifest bad grades. Let's not do that, okay?
Okay,
let's not do that. And you worry too much. You worry about everything and anything that you can worry about.
I was going to say, I worry about
I know.
But
you gotta, we'll stop blaming your mom because she might be listening, but so I don't want her mad at me. Okay, so, but we don't want her calling me up here in a minute. Say, what did you just say? But, yeah. So, hey, I got my own mom after me. I don't need anybody else's. And so, you know, the one thing that I would tell you is just really, really watch that. You can break that cycle. Just because it's been in your family from, you know, generation, doesn't mean that you have to continue that on, okay? And so what we want to do is break that. We want to break that cycle. We don't want to pass that on to your kids, and we don't want that to continue forward. And so let's say it stops with you, okay? And how you do that is just ask your angels. Call your angels to help you with this, okay? Because this is a problem, and we all worry. I do it. I mean, I'm not going to say that I don't worry, because I do. That would be a lie. And so, because we all do that. But what I have learned how to do is not to do it as much. You know, our brains are continually yakking at us. And so, listen to your heart and not to your head, okay? Your head is not your best friend, but your heart is, okay? So don't worry about this. You got this done, okay?
Thank you so much, Michael.
All right, well, that's what I'm here to do, help people. So I'm glad I can help. All right, thank you.
Okay, have a good day. Bye.
You too. All right, bye-bye. Yeah. If anybody's listening to me today, and let's say that you liked sort of what I said to you, and you're sort of feeling like maybe to get a full reading from me, and maybe you're trying to figure out how to do that, I'm going to tell you how to do that. You go over to my personal website, which is www.spirituallyawakening.com. You can learn more about the readings I offer. You can learn more about me. You can actually see me over there now. And that is www.spirituallyawakening.com. Tell me what you think about the videos. Tell me what you think about the website. Tell me what you think about whatever. Your opinion matters to me. Okay? InsightsWithMichaelYML.com, or you can also contact me at youareawakening@gmail.com. youareawakening@gmail.com is the official email for Spiritual Talk Radio and for Spiritual Awakening to Business. And for me, it is how you get hold of us. Also, you can check out our websites at www.spiritualawakening.com as the official website of my business, and www.spiritualtalkradio.net is the official website of Spiritual Talk Radio. Spiritual Talk Radio actually needs your help to continue forward. You can find that information right there on spiritualtalkradio.net. All right, let's talk to James. And James is the last call, Rose. All right. Hi, James.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. Did you call me the other day and hang up on me? Because I thought I saw your name, and then you disappeared on me, man. What's going on?
I did. My phone dropped. I did call the other day, but I wasn't able to get through.
I know, because I saw you, and then all of a sudden you just flew off somewhere. I was like, where did he go? But, hey, I appreciate you calling today. So how can I help you, James?
Oh, I'm good. I was just looking for a general reading.
Okay, general reading. Okay, how's your finances? Why would Spirit be focusing on your finances? Are your finances okay at the moment, or sort of having some issues?
Well, I am looking to... Yeah, well, I'm looking to increase my finances, so I've been working on creating an abundant mind.
Okay. Well, your abundant mind is actually getting ready to produce your abundant future. Definitely see that for you. It's really funny, and you know my spirit guide, Steve, and you've listened to the show many times. He's funny at times. Okay. He's got bags of coins that he is dumping out over you. And so abundance is coming. These are actually gold coins. He is showing me through that vision that I'm having that your financial situation is about to improve beyond anything that you could ever imagine. This looks like it starts here in June and goes on for at least the next 2 years. That's the two-year window I have with you, James. And I see you abundantly doing well, not just financially, but also in your spiritual growth. That's where I focus. You know, I have fun on this show, and we laugh and stuff, but sometimes I have to get serious. And your spirituality has increased. From the moment that I started talking to you, however long I've been knowing you, I can see an improvement in you. I can hear it in you. Continue with that, because we need money and we need places to live and stuff like that. Yes. Unfortunately, we live in a world right now that we have to have that. But we do have a world coming where that will not be the focus so much. But the one thing I will tell you, definitely see abundance for you. Let me go ahead and pull a couple cards really quick as I got you on here. Divine timing, definitely where you are. Just ask your ancestors. I got a support card. Ask your ancestors, the ascended masters, your angels, your loved ones to help you right now, to give you that ump to keep you moving forward. Every once in a while, we just need that little bit of a shove. So I definitely see that for you. One more card. Take care of your body. Really pay attention to your body right now. Maybe some exercise would be good. I feel like you have some excess energy that you just might need to get out of there, and exercise is a good way to do that. Go for a walk or something like that.
That's good. That's true. Thank you.
No problem, Jason. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great day. It's always a pleasure.
You too. Thank
you. All right.
You.
Bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, always a pleasure talking to you, buddy. All right, so, I saw him the other day on my switchboard, and then all of a sudden he just disappeared, and I was like, where did James go? All right, you get to listen to me for 36 minutes. So we're going to just settle in here with Spirit. So I'm going to take a breath and focus. It's okay to laugh and it's okay to have fun, and Spirit wants us to have that. But, then there's times that we just have to, hunker down a little bit and listen. The one thing that I want to talk to you about today is angels. And about how to use them and how they watch over us and keep us. When we have tragedies like which hit like Moore, Oklahoma, the F5 tornado that hit Moore, Oklahoma this week, and the F5 tornado that hit Joplin 2 years ago today, you hear this question asked a lot. And I heard it a lot after the Joplin tornado, and I'm sure if you're down in Oklahoma, you could hear it down in Oklahoma today. Where was God? Where was God? You heard it when 9/11 happened. You heard it when Oklahoma City bombing happened. You heard it when the children passed away in their school. Where was God? And that's a good question. Where was God? But if you look at Moore, Oklahoma, let's look at Moore, Oklahoma for a minute. I want you to picture, everybody's seen these pictures if you've watched TV or anything else in the last couple of days. You have seen the pictures of Moore, Oklahoma. I want you to get that picture in your head for just a minute. I want you to picture Moore, Oklahoma right now. Flattened, destroyed. I want you to see that in your head for a minute. Then I want you to widen that vision out. I want you to see all of the buildings that they destroyed, all the homes that were destroyed. And then I want you to get the number of the death count in your head. 20-some people. There were reports of, you know, when it first started happening that death toll was higher than it was, and it could have been a lot more. Any loss of life is hard. Any loss of life. And I'm not discrediting. Please do not write me emails because that is not what I'm saying. Any loss of life is not good. Anytime somebody passes isn't good. I don't care if it was two people, one person. It would have been awful. But what I am saying is, where was God? I want you to look at the grade schools where these children were. I saw one picture that showed the gymnasium of the school where the tornado just looked like it went right through the middle of the school. 7 children lost their lives, and that is way too many. I agree. That's way too many. But it could have been a lot worse. Teachers laid on top of their students, holding their students down while this tornado was ripping the roof above them off. This lady and her 2 children got into a bathtub in their house and was hunkered down in that bathtub with a mattress over them as their husband called and said, "You need to take shelter immediately." She ran into her bathroom. She grabbed her 2 small children and ran to her bathroom, got in the bathtub, and pulled a mattress over them. And she had to hold, please listen, she had to hold her girl's hair because the tornado, the strength of the tornado was trying to suck her daughter right out of her arms. Where was God? God was right there. There was several people that went into their storm shelters. God protected them. We don't understand why tornadoes are hitting high populated areas. I don't understand this. But I do understand that God takes care of people. Parts of houses where people were hiding was the only thing left of those houses. And this is the same thing that happened in Joplin, Missouri 2 years ago today. At 5:41, about 5:30, dark clouds began to ascend upon Joplin, Missouri. Tornado sirens start going off. They had a very short warning before this tornado hit in Joplin 2 years ago today. And a lot of people were hiding in their closets. And the only thing left of their home is their closet. A lot of people went into their bathtub. And their bathtubs were found blocks away with them in it still. And maybe they were hurt, but they're alive. A lot of people ran into, coolers. Thank you, Stephen. Ran into coolers in convenience stores And in one particular place in Joplin, Missouri, that cooler was taking a block away from their convenience store, and the people inside of it were okay. I don't understand why tragedies happen, but I do understand that we serve a God that protects us and watches over us. The one thing that I had to learn in my life that helped me through things like this that happened to Moore, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma City, and several other places that were hit by tornadoes. Those are just the places that I know of. Those are the places that the media focuses on. It doesn't take away from other tragedies, and I don't want you to think that. I focus on Joplin, Missouri, because Joplin, Missouri is like just miles away from me. But Moore, Oklahoma is farther than that, and when I heard about Moore, Oklahoma being hit, I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said, I have to go. I can't even talk right now. Being an empath sometimes sucks. But I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, because that is just a part of who I am. I care. And if I wasn't that, then I wouldn't be me. But when tragedy hits, it hits me hard and it hurts. When I heard about Michael Gorley, which is a psychic medium, and he's been on this program, and when Rose called me the other day and said, Michael, have you heard about Michael Gorley? And I was like, well, heard what? And she told me that his sister had been murdered, and I was in shock. My heart broke. And it still is breaking for him and his family at this moment. But there's a time for healing, and there's a time for us to move on, and that's what we need to do. And our angels are always watching over us and taking care of us. And the one thing that I had to understand as a human, not as a spiritual being, but as a human, I had to understand why some people go and why some people stay. Why spirit can't protect everybody? Why can't spirit not let anybody pass? And I struggled with this. For many years of my life, I struggled with this. Until one time when I was struggling, I saw fall. And I saw winter. And I saw spring. And I saw summer. Seasons. Seasons come, seasons go. People come, people go. And when we can understand that, when we can get that into our hearts, then things like Moore, Oklahoma, and storms that are coming, they will hurt, yes. But we can understand them a lot better. My heart goes out to the people of Moore, Oklahoma today. And if you can help in any way, I would suggest you do so. The best way that I would suggest that you help the people in Moore, Oklahoma, is contacting the Red Cross or going to other organizations that can help that are down there. The Red Cross is the only one that I know of right now off the top of my head. I'm sure there's other organizations besides the Red Cross. The best thing that I would tell you, in tragedies like this, we want to help finances are the best way to do that, because that way they can buy what they need. A lot of times, I saw it over in Joplin when the tornado hit over there. They were flooded with clothes. They didn't need clothes. They needed money. They needed finances to put people in houses and places like that. And you have to realize a lot of these people in Moore, Oklahoma, lost everything. They don't have anything. They don't have a house. They don't have a car. They don't have a couch. They don't have a TV. They don't have stuff. But a lot of them have each other, and that's the one they want us to focus on. A lot of them have each other. My heart goes out to the people that have lost loved ones down in Moore, Oklahoma, yes. I wish that it hadn't happened. I wish. All I can tell you is we live in a world where we're going to have more of this, unfortunately. Our world is ever changing. Our climates are ever changing. And the atmosphere around us is unstable more than ever in any time of our history. As a seer, I will tell you that I see more tragedy, unfortunately. But the thing that gets me through my visions and the stuff that I see is this, is that I know that Spirit has a reason for everything that happens, and I have to trust that. Because if I didn't trust that, then I would be falling apart. But I have to believe that everything has a purpose. I might not always understand that purpose as a human, and I might not understand that purpose as a spiritual being, but I have to trust the Spirit within me that everything has a purpose and a time and a season. Because if we don't trust that, then the things ahead are going to destroy us. We live in an ever-changing world. And some things have to happen to reveal change. One of those things happened in Joplin, Missouri. The hospital in Joplin, Missouri, 2 years ago today, when the F5 tornado came into Joplin, sit on top of the hospital and twisted it off of its foundation. What people didn't know or understand was right underneath that hospital, when that hospital was built, it was built right on a mine shaft. And at any moment, that mine shaft could have sucked that hospital down into the ground. One nice thing that happens after tornadoes, people rebuild differently. There's a town here in Kansas that was hit by a tornado. They rebuilt stronger and greener. Joplin is the same way. And I'm sure Moore, Oklahoma, when they start rebuilding, which they will start rebuilding, will build differently. They are already talking about the schools and maybe building storm shelters in schools. Building things differently. Doing things differently. Paying more attention to the weather around us. And that's what I would tell you listening to this program as we get ready to close for today. Pay attention to the weather around you. When you hear sirens going off, you better get your butt into a shelter. When you hear hurricane warnings, you better get to shelter. Pay attention to the stuff around you. Don't go into a place of fear, but go into a place of faith. Know what you're supposed to do in times of disaster. Have a plan. It might never happen, and I hope that it never does. I hope you never face a tragedy. I hope that blue skies are always around you. That would be my dream for all of us, but it's not a reality. I wish there weren't tornadoes. I wish there weren't hurricanes. I wish there wasn't earthquakes. I wish there weren't people with guns that would shoot other people. I wish there wasn't car accidents. But until we live in the world coming, which is a perfect world, we're going to have these things. We just are. But this is where our angels step in, and we ask them to help us, and we ask them to watch over us, and we call all angels to us. Archangel Michael is the most powerful archangel there is, and he's a protection angel. Maybe you're feeling a little insecure today. Maybe you're feeling a little scared right now. Call Archangel Michael to you. Do you know that angels are not limited to just you? They can be all over the place. Energy can be everywhere. All at the same time. Archangel Raphael is a healing angel. And maybe today you're needing some healing in your life. I know the people down in Moore, Oklahoma today need healing. They have a lot of questions. A lot of why did this happen to us? A lot of where we go from here? A lot of why did my loved one have to go this way? I don't really have those answers, but I know the spirit within me and the spirit within them does have those answers. We have to dig deep sometimes, and we have to dig deep into the spirit within us. And as we move forward into uncertain water and uncertain times, we have to trust that our angels are in charge and the spirit within us is in charge. There will be more seasons of winter. There will be more seasons of fall. There will be more seasons of spring and more seasons of summer. As a person, I never really liked winter. I don't like winter. Everything seems dead in the winter, and it seems like everything is just blah, and I do not like winter. But I like March. Because I know that spring is coming, and I like April, because things start popping off the ground, and the grass starts getting greener and little flowers start popping up. And I love May as we go into May because things are a little more brighter and a little more greener. And the trees are budding out and there's flowers and the sun's out. And are you getting what Spirit's trying to say? We have winters of life. We have those moments in our life that it's just blah. And it's dark. And it's gloomy. And it's luck. But winter doesn't last forever. So if you're going through winter right now, just know that the little buds are trying to pop up. And the flowers will bloom again. The birds will sing again. The sun will shine again. I promise you. 2 years ago, this day, a tornado hit a town that I loved, and I still love Joplin. A few months after the tornado, I finally got enough courage to go over to Joplin to see the destruction that happened. And as a medium, I was overwhelmed by the spirits that were over there. And there's still spirits there that haven't crossed over that we need to help cross over. And I know how to do that and plan on doing some of that. But I remember the first time I drove over there, and the pictures that they showed on TV, even the pictures that they show on Moore, Oklahoma, cannot do justice to what you would see if you drove through there. I'm going to describe to you what that looks like. I drove over to Joplin, and as I drove towards the destruction area, I could feel the energy shift to begin with. And then as I started driving down Main Street, I couldn't even recognize where I was. I had grew up in Joplin, sort of. I lived in Joplin. I should have known where I was, but I didn't know where I was. And that's a scary feeling when you're in an area that you're supposed to know and you don't. Because the landmarks, all the stuff that I knew, were gone. I could see the hospital, which I shouldn't have been able to see from Main Street. That was weird and eerie. And I shouldn't have been able to see that. And my brain kept saying, I'm not supposed to see that from here. As I drove through Main Street, on both sides of me, on the right and the left, all I could see was destruction. All I could see was despair. All I could see was hope. And I remember looking at this one woman, and you could tell that she was standing on the foundation of her house, and you could just tell that she was shaking her head because she didn't know what to do next. And my heart broke because I didn't know how to help. I didn't know what to do next. Emotionally, it took a long time to heal. And I'm still healing from it. And that's how people in Moore, Oklahoma feel today. They're standing on foundations of their house today, shaking their heads, going, we don't know what to do. A year later, in 2012, on this day, a year ago, I walked through the tornado area of Joplin, Missouri. And I began to see houses popping up where there weren't houses a year before. I saw businesses popping up where businesses weren't a year before because of the tornado. I looked around. Instead of seeing despair, I saw hopes and glimmers of hopes in eyes of people that had lost everything. But they were determined to rebuild and were determined to go on. And now, a few months ago, I drove through Joplin, down Connecticut and down Main Street and in the area that was affected by the tornado, which was huge. It was beyond anything you could ever imagine. It stretched out for miles. But now when you drive through there, you don't feel that same despair. You don't feel that same fear. You feel hope. It will take years to rebuild. But Joplin has amazingly come so far from where they were 2 years ago today. And what got them through was their faith. What got them through was their determination. What got them through was, this is not our time to quit attitude. And we pray for the people of Moore, Oklahoma today that they get that too. They've been here before. They've been hit several times before. Some of the same area got hit years before. It can get discouraging. But this is not a time for us to quit. This is a time for us to move forward without fear, without reservations, into our future. I don't know how it feels to lose everything. I haven't really gone through that way. I still have some of my stuff. I don't live in my own home at the moment, but, you know, that's just life. We keep going. I know how it feels to lose some things, yes. But I don't know how it feels to lose everything in an instant. You know, I think of those people in Moore, Oklahoma on that day, and, you know, I think they just woke up just like any other day. You know, they poured that cup of coffee that morning like any other day. They went off to school like any other day. They went off to work like any other day. They went to a movie like any other day. They were driving down the streets like any other day. They were out in their yard mowing their grass like any other day. Until they heard sirens. And then every other day turned into a very awful day. Luckily, a lot of them went into storm shelters. A lot of them went into safety. A lot of them didn't. And yes, people did lose their lives. But they will rebuild. They will go on. And that's what we do when we're faced with tragedies. We deal with them. We face the emotions of that. And we let it go and we move on. We learn the lessons that we need to learn. I don't think that I will ever understand tragedy of any sort. I don't understand violence. I don't get any of this stuff. And I wish we lived in a perfect world where we didn't have wars and where we didn't have violence and or we didn't have tragedies. But right now, we don't live there. But someday we will. Someday we will live in a world where we won't have this, and that's what I'm looking forward to. Some days in my life, I will not have to worry about hearing tornado sirens. I will not have to worry about hearing air raid sirens. I will not have to worry about hearing sirens at all. Of any sort. For a perfect world is coming. But until then, we need to be the change we want to see in this one. I hope you got something out of today's program. Please pray for those affected by all storms of life today. Please pray for definitely the people in Moore, Oklahoma. And pray for the people in Joplin, Missouri that continue to heal today and that continue to show us resolve like never before. If you would like to get hold of me, you can do so by going to my website at www.spiritualawakening.com. You can get a hold of me through there, or you can write me at youareawakening@gmail.com. You can also get hold of me at my personal website at insightswithmichael@ymail.com. And my brain just went off somewhere else. So I do appreciate you listening. We will not be on air again. Unless things are happening in the world that makes me to be on air. But we, as far as I know, will not be on air until Friday at 11 a.m. Friday, 11 a.m. Will be the next time we're on. Billy Hayward, She'd been on our show before. Awesome medium, awesome person. If you missed her, listen to the archive show. But also join us Saturday as she returns to Spiritual Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Central. Billy Hayward will be back with us Saturday at 1 p.m. We're looking forward to having her back. All right. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net for all information concerning this program, and follow us on Twitter. Until next time, I love you. Spirit loves you. More important than anything else, we want you to love you. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. We're going to close out with this song. And we'll talk to you Friday. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.
Until we meet.